So what advantage is this for you to want to control? Does that bring up a wanting approval, a wanting control, or a wanting to be safe? And could you let go of one of those wants? And what's the disadvantage of you to want to control? Does that bring up a wanting approval, a wanting control, or a wanting to be safe? Or the fear of dying? Imagine being out of control. Totally out of control. Give yourself permission to be out of control. And more. And more. And surrender to being out of control. You're out of control all the time anyway. Otherwise you wouldn't want to control. So imagine being out of control all the time. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up and just let it pass through. What is it you want to control anyway? Who do you want to control? What do you want to control? And how do you want to control? All right, let's look at the approval. What advantages is to get approval, to want approval? What's an advantage to want approval? Is that wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of one of those wants? And what disadvantage is to want approval? If you want approval and you're going to keep chasing it, you're never going to get it because you're holding it in mind. So can you see what a waste of time it is to want approval? So could you decide to let go of wanting approval once and for all? See if you're holding on. And wanting approval, you're only holding on to misery. Because want equals lack, and you're holding on to lacking approval, and you're not going to get it. So it's like those guys in Greek mythology keep pushing up the boulder up the hill, and when they get to the top of the hill, there's another hill. So what does it cost you to want approval? Look what you lost out. You couldn't get it. You were miserable and you still want it. Mine, because you were holding in mind misery, so could you let go of wanting to be miserable? And since misery likes company, you got to bring in somebody else who wants approval too. So the two of you want approval, and neither one of you get it. Oh, you give it to me first. I ain't give it to you, you give it to me first. Pretty smart. Oh, he gave it to me. She gave it to me now. Uh-oh, she's taking it away. Uh-oh, I'm back to misery. Oh, man. Could you give it back to me, please? Please, please give it back to me. Instead of giving yourself approval after that happens, what do? You try to find somebody else who doesn't have approval to give it to you. Brilliant. Then you start the game again. Could you blow in my ear and tell me how sweet I am? How great I am? Could you please do that? Uh-oh. He's not doing it. She's not doing it. All right, cut her head off. I'll find somebody else who'll give me approval. But I can't find anybody else. That'll get you confused. So let's look at the wanting to be safe. If you felt safe, would you want to be safe? So you're insecure and you want to be insecure, so you're stuck with wanting to be safe, which keeps you insecure all the time, and you never get to feel safe. Of course, you could marry Mr. Kloppman. He'll make you feel safe. You could cuddle up with all your money. See if that makes you feel safe. You could stay in your house and never leave your house. It'll make you feel safe. So could you let go of wanting to be safe? Look what it does for you. Examine it. Discriminate. What is it doing for you? Nothing. But causing you misery. And who's doing it? You are. All right, let's take a look at egg flap. Let's see what that does for us. So take a look at apathy. You use it, don't you? What do you use it for? What does it get you? And how does it feel? And what's the possible gain out of using apathy? What do you do? What do you get out of it? Sure, you get sick, but what else do you get out of it? You get to be alone. Nobody wants to talk to you. Does anybody like it when somebody's around and they like to hang out with somebody in apathy? Somebody like to do that? Let's take a look at grief. What does grief do for you? What does it get you? Anybody like to hang out with somebody who's always crying? I don't think so. So what do you do with that? Well, sure, you can get to beat yourself up. I guess that's a benefit. What else do you use the grief for? You can get them to feel sorry for you. You could take a leak and relieve yourself. The water coming out of your eyes. So what good is it? Does it feel good? And the joke is, who's doing it? Whose grief is it? Well, I can get somebody to feel sorry for me, so I'll find somebody to give them my grief. That'll get you somebody to love you. You give them your grief. Anybody want anybody's grief? I got some extra grief I could give you. I got it for sale. Special sale on grief. Ah, come on, take it. Please take my grief. All right, let's take a look at fear. What does that do for you? Does it make you feel safe? It looks like it, but it's a lie. Does it make you feel safe? Examine it. The fear. If you're afraid, people will leave you alone. That's what it says. How's that grab you? All those bullies will leave you alone if you're afraid. Oh, really? I don't think so. They're only going to pick on you because you're afraid. They can only take advantage of you because you're afraid. Now let's examine what you get when you have fear. You get to lose all your money. You get to get sick. You get to be sick. You get to be robbed. All of that good stuff. And yet, we're holding on to fear. You get to get a flat tire when you don't want one. So what are you using it for? Examine them. What is it? What good is it? It's a program. So if you let it go, it's gone. Well, let's take a look at lust. What does it do for you? It gets you to want all the time and never lets you get it. So like a donkey, they tie a carrot in front of his nose and put it out of reach, and the donkey keeps running around in circles. That's what lust does for you. Sure, you can get excited and all that stuff. And then you're going to want more. And you're going to be wanting more. And then you become a lust junkie. And you never get satisfied when you're in lust because you always want more. More and more and more. Okay, let's take a look at anger, what it does for you. Anybody like to be around somebody who's angry? You certainly win friends and make best friends when you're angry, right? Everybody likes it when you're angry. Now, some people like it, you know. They can fight back. But in general, most people don't like it. All right, let's take a look at pride. What does that do for you? Anybody like somebody when they're in pride? All right, so you get mad and you don't talk to them anymore. Or you walk away from them. Or you judge them. Does that feel good? I don't think so. What has that ever done for you? Keep you isolated. Cut off and separate. And really uncomfortable. Acting like you're comfortable. Now let's take a look at courageousness. Courageousness, I can do it. That's not a bad tool to use. Courageous. You move up. It's far better. And acceptance is even better. You can use that. You can say to people, or send them a vibe that I love you. People like that. You like it. Now it's a win-win. And the other places, it's I lose, you lose. Pushing and shoving and fighting. So I'm trying to help you discriminate. So what do you use the fear of dying for? How does that help you? Does it keep you alive? I know it keeps you happy, but does it keep you alive? Fear of dying, does it keep you happy? No. Keeps you miserable. It never lets you rest because you're constantly looking around. You're all over the place. I got to watch this. I got to watch that. All over the place. So what do you use it for? How does it help you? How about the fear of feeling bad? What does that do for you? Does it make you feel happy? No. Who's using all this stuff? You're using it when you're on automatic. You're not discriminating. So the more you release, the more discriminating you get. So the idea is to keep moving up into courageousness and hang around in courageousness. So see if you can say yes to courageousness. See if you can say yes. And could you say yes some more? Could you say yes some more? And could you just say yes to I. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I. When you get ready, you open up your eyes and take a look around the people in the room and see if you can see yourself in them. See if you can say, I am you. 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 It's hard not to smile when you say, I am you.